This week on Dayton Youth Radio, we have the final segment of a three-part series where Miami Valley teenagers talk about race. Here's project manager Basim Blund.
Last week on Dayton Youth Radio, we heard from Mandela Brown, who's 18, and talked about being stopped three times by police officers in his community. Today, we'll hear from Mandela's classmate at Centerville High School, Travis Grile, who is 17 and the son of a police officer. Travis wrote and produced this story a few months after five police officers were ambushed and killed in Dallas, Texas.
I'm Travis Grile, and I'm a senior at Centerville High School. I'm white. I remember when I was a young kid and someone would ask me what my parents do for a living. My reply was always the same. I'd talk about my mom first because, well, her job at a local car dealership was nothing out of the ordinary. But as soon as I got to my dad, being able to say that my dad was a police officer with a gleaming smile on my face made me feel special, unique, and proud. But if asked that question today in 2017, I doubt my reply would be as enthusiastic. Don't get me wrong, I've never been more proud of my father and what he does as a police officer. Things are just a little more complicated now.
I think there is such a divide right now between people. I think that has been furthered by the politicians, both in Washington and well as the states. I think it has been forwarded by the media. But ultimately, it reflects on the opinions and attitudes of the people in the country.
That was my dad. I decided it's probably best to not use his name. For as long as I've been alive, he's been a police officer. If you watch the news, or even if you don't, I'm sure you've seen the countless stories about the tragic death of an unarmed black American citizen at the hands of the police.
Have any of these incidents personally affected you?
Yeah, I think they have all affected me and my profession. I think what it has done, it's compelled the police officers to be more outwardly community-focused. While all along the community has been their focus, I think they're doing more external events and external actions to reinforce that message.
I'm doing the story with Mandela, a classmate. He's black and he's been stopped with the police before for no reason and he's very frustrated. Is there anything you would say to him?
First thing, I would challenge Mandela, and I also know Mandela and his parents. I would challenge him to when he says for no reason. Mm-hmm. He may have not been articulated a reason. He may not have agreed with the reason. But I truly believe that 99.9% of law enforcement officers out there, when they stop someone, they are enforcing some violation or following up on some bit of information they have that makes that stop credible. So I would love to speak to Mandela about individual incidents and try to fill in the rest of the picture.
Have you ever had second thoughts about your career?
Never. It's been a great career. It's been a privilege to serve the public. For every negative story that's out there, I think every police officer could probably give you dozens of positive stories themselves that they were involved in.
Have you ever had to fire your gun?
Not at a human being.
So what is that? Like, you've used it then before?
Obviously for training and to destroy injured animals.
On the night of July 7th, 2016, five officers were shot and killed in Dallas, Texas by a deranged man who was angry at whites for recent police shootings. This was the deadliest day for law enforcement in America since 9/11. Being the son of an officer, this has directly impacted me. The thought that my dad or even I might be the target to someone just because of their resentment towards police is more than troubling. I know just because, you know, I'm in high school and I hear kids talk and I know the general vibe or emotion or feeling towards police is not a positive one. But we must always remember one thing. No matter what color you are, no matter what profession you have, no matter who you're related to, no matter what, we are all Americans and we deserve to live a happy, safe life. The question is, what can we do to fix this? For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Travis Grile of Centerville High School.
That was part two of a two-part Dayton Youth Radio story entitled We Are All Americans, written and produced by Travis Grile at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Travis's dad and his teacher, Trisha Rapak. To hear more stories from this series, visit WYSO.org or subscribe to the iTunes podcast. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Project Coordinator Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Armont Boyer Charitable Trust, Fifth Third Bank, trustee.